from the big right hand. Out fastball misses up and in. Two balls, no strikes here on Harms. So the first four hitters tonight for Green Bay from the right side. Harms a lefty. You got two switch hitters. Cooper Kelly out of the sixth spot. Another righty in the seven hole. That is Luke Moeller. Malavi Lavu, the left-handed hitting first baseman in the eighth spot. And another switch hitter rounding out the crew. The center fielder, Seth Farney. 2-0 pitch here from Houston High. A fastball ripped in the air. Foul clearing the party deck. Second level down the third base side. It's now 2-1. Harms spent 15 games two summers ago after his freshman season. He's a member of the Kokomo Jackrabbits. He tore the cover off the baseball in his time in Kokomo. Just 15 games, he hit .349 and 63 at-bats. Dancing off first, Jake Bold, the 2-1 pitch. Another one fouled away beyond the stands here. Straight behind home plate at Green Bay. It is now 2-2. So far this year, Harms more than doubling his game total with Green Bay that he had with Kokomo 2 years ago. This will be his 33rd contest of the season played in right here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 3-0 Rafters here in the bottom of the first inning. The payoff pitch from Houston High. Fastball missing upstairs. Full count drawn. Runner on first, Jake Bold will be taking off on the delivery here. On third, after having an infield single to keep the inning alive with two outs, is Sam Miller. Now Houston High. Requesting for time to the home plate umpire, Ryan Starks, to step off the back of the rubber and reset the pitch clock, and he gets his wish right here. 15 on the clock now for High. Shaking off Castle Duggar once and comes set. Nobody holding on the runner at first, the 3-2. Fouled back to the netting by Harms. We'll do it again. Good fight here between the number 5 hitter in the Green Bay order. Trying to chip away at the early deficit the Rockers are being faced with here at Capital Credit Union Park. High comes set. The next 3-2 pitch. Another one ripped foul down the third base side. For High, this will be his 28th pitch of the inning right here. Arms awaiting another 3-2. From the rafter right-hander, here it comes. This one misses up and away for ball four. Bases full of Rockers here with two down in the bottom of the first inning. Cooper Kelly, the switch hitting shortstop from Oral Roberts, will step into the left-handed batter's box here. Arms on first, Bold on second, Miller on third. Big spot here for Houston High. First pitch, Kelly swinging away, high fly ball, shallow left field. Arroyo coming in, Lopez drawing out. It will be Chris Arroyo to make the grab to retire the side. Houston High gets out of a bases loaded jam and pitches a scoreless first inning in a Rafter uniform. 3-0 the score through an inning of play in Ashwaubenon. 8-9-1. Do up when we return. Cashel Duggar, Tracer Lopez, and Mason Onati on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Rafters baseball right back here with you in the top of the second. Unash Wabanon from Capital Credit Union Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters. We're joining you here on WFHR. It's a 3-0 Raptor lead. Seeing the Green Bay Rockers for the seventh time this season. And the fourth here in Green Bay. First pitch from Michael Howell to Cashel Duggar. A fastball on the outside corner for strike one. A scoreless bottom half of the first inning worked by Houston High in his first outing with the Raptors. A one pitch missing high to Duggar. Count evens 1-1. High throwing 29 pitches. That's the exact same amount of pitches Michael Howell threw in his first inning of work. It's the 1-1 foul straight back by Duggar. It's now 1-2. Each team with two hits thus far. It's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, just missing to Duggar. Count evens 2-2. Patient eye there from Cashel. Three hits on the Raptors side. Aiden Teal collecting one as well in the last inning. Duggar fouls away this 2-2 pitch. In his first plate appearance of the night. Cashel did the catching last night for Wisconsin Rapids. Out of the ninth spot, he reached in four of his five plate appearances. He was hit by a pitch in the second, drew a seven-pitch walk in the fourth, so drew a walk an inning later and reached on an error in the seventh. The next 2-2, fouled back by Cashel. As we look at who's available off the bench tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, Gabe Casso, the lone catcher available, as Jack Matthew, the other catcher alongside Duggar, is the team's DH this evening. Next 2-2. Fastball missing upstairs. Cashel Duggar has drawn a full count. Listed infielders on the bench that are available tonight, Landon Gaz, Owen McElfatrick, and Kyler McIntosh. It's the 3-2. Duggar hits this one in the air left field, giving chase. Out near the line is Adderley, and he makes the grab for the first out of the inning. The available listed outfielders on the bench for Wisconsin Rapids, Walker Buchanan and Grayson Schaefer. Tracer Lopez got the night off yesterday. It was Kyler McIntosh playing short for Wisconsin Rapids. Lopez being the team's starting shortstop in the first 5 second-half games here this summer. Righty on lefty battle. First pitch from Howell to Lopez misses outside. Tracer went 1-for-3 in the last game he played, and that being the 20-3 loss in Wausau on Sunday. He 1-0. Missing away. Two balls, no strikes, the count now. Went 1-for-4 in the series finale against Green Bay on Saturday. Scored two runs. Drew a walk as well. 2-0 pitch, this one. Skied in the air, foul down the third baseline. That'll find the concourse here at Capital Credit Union Park. Count now 2-1. Lopez, a 250 hitter in his first 16 games in the Northwoods League this season. He's collected a hit in almost every game that he's played in. Howell's 2-1 delivery. Another fastball and another one fouled away in the air down the third base side and into the stands. Top of the order with Mason Onati in the Rafter on deck circle. Wisconsin Rapids sending a total of 7 to the plate back in the first inning, scoring the game's 3 first runs. 2-2 pitch hit high in the air, deep right field. If it's fair, it is gone, and it is a foul ball. That short porch out in right field. Thought Tracer Lopez had gotten all of it, just missing the foul line, though, and the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Texas Tech Red Raider. Tracer all over that fastball. Making the long walk back to the left-handed batter's box and awaiting a 2-strike delivery from Michael Howell. The 2-2 pitch. Another one fouled away down the third base side and into the seats. Good fight here from Lopez in his first plate appearance tonight. As mentioned, this begins a home-and-home. We're back at Witterfield tomorrow to wrap out this 2 consecutive games set with the Rockers. From there, it's a doubleheader with Wausau and a 2-game series with Lakeshore, all from historic Witterfield. The next 2-2. This one slapped in the air the other way. Adderley giving chase out near the warning track. Dalen Adderley awfully busy this inning. He's made both grabs. 2 up, 2 down for Howell. Mason Onati, a strikeout victim of Howell back in the top of the first to begin this ball game. He went down looking against the 6-7 hurler on the hill right now for Green Bay. Onati's playing in his 34th game of the summer out of 40 possible contests for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Mason misses low for ball one. Onati, a 292 hitter, got off to a slow start this summer, but had a fantastic back half of June. Currently riding a 3-game hitting streak into today. The 1-0 pitch misses high. 2 balls, no strikes now. In this 3-game hitting streak, Onati, a couple of multi-hit games. 2 for 3 with 4 runs scored and a couple walks drawn on the 4th of July against Madison. Collected hits in both the Green Bay games Friday, Saturday. It's the 2-0 pitch. Skied foul into the seats down the left field line. Count now 2-1. Onati not playing either game in the Wausau series. He went 2 for 5 with a run scored against Green Bay in the 10-6 win on Saturday. 1 for 3 with 2 RBIs and a run scored. He's also hit by pitch against the Rockers on Friday. 2-1 delivery. Fastball catching the top of the zone on the outer third is called a strike, and the count is even here at 2-2. The bottom of the second, it will be the 7-8-9 spots. Moeller, LeVue, and Farney do up for Green Bay. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody aboard. The payoff pitch. Fastball missing outside. Onati's worked a full count. Mason was the opening day second baseman for the Rafters back at Hare Baker Field on Memorial Day, Monday, May 27th. Sitting out of the 9th spot then has either been in the top 2 or bottom 2 spots of the Rafter order this season. The 3-2 pitch, that one runs in and it hits Onati. It grazed his calf. Would have missed inside for ball 4 anyways. Mason taking one for the team and he'll jog down to first. Runner aboard with 2 down in the top of the second for Wisconsin Rapids. Chris Arroyo, first pitch to the left-handed hitting left fielder and a commit of the University of Virginia, is fouled back. Chris drew a 6-pitch walk just an inning ago. Already been aboard once tonight, looking for his first hit of the ball game. The 0-1 delivery. Another one fouled straight back. Count now 0-2. Arroyo now playing in his 4th game with the club. He had collected a hit in each of the first 2 games that he had played in. Series finale with Green Bay and the series opener with Wausau. 0-2 pitch, broken back grounder, right side of the infield. And that's going to clear into right center field for a base hit. Mason Onati will go first to third. It is a 2-out single for Chris Arroyo. Here in this second inning. All of a sudden, Rafters are threatening with the heart of the order due up. It'll be Jack Matthew who reached and scored back in the first. I was on a fielder's choice, 6-4. Royo thrown out on the bases. Matthew able to make sure it wasn't an inning-ending double play and came in to touch home. Aiden Teal collected an infield single. First pitch to Matthew. Off-speed stuff from Howell right down the chute is in there for a called strike. RBI knock for Teal. An inning ago, and advanced to second on a throwing error off the mound from Michael Howell. A one pitch, fastball missing downstairs, count evens 1-1. Raptors looking for their 19th win of the season here tonight, and to go above 500 at 4-3 in the second half. The 1-1 to Matthew, fastball middle-middle, called a strike, count now 1-2. More down at the knees on Jack. Still caught the zone of Brian Starks, our home plate umpire tonight. Runner takes off for second, the 1-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Matthew down on strikes to retire the side. The Raptors get a couple of two-out base runners, but they leave them both aboard. We head to the home half of the second here in Green Bay. The score being 3-0, Raptors over the Rockers right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South. A proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
7-8-9, do it for Green Bay. It's the bottom of the second inning from Capital Credit Union Park here in Ashwaubenon. 3-0 the score. Raptors lead it on WFHR. Andy Ockerman returning to you here in the broadcast booth. First pitch from Raptor right-hander Houston High to Luke Muller, misses for ball one. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. 3 left on so far for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, 2 hits, an error. 3 left on, all in that home half of the first for the Rockers. The 1-0 pitch to the Rocker catcher, fouled back. Count evens 1-1. Muller, a product of Grand Canyon University from Scottsdale. He's a returning Rocker who played in 18 games a summer ago. Member of that defending Northwoods League champion team. 1-1. High goes breaking ball, and it's tapped foul down the third baseline. It's now 1-2. Muller did not play in either game at Witter Field on Friday and Saturday. Did play 2 days ago, though, in the win over Fond du Lac, and went 1-for-3 with 2 runs scored and 2 runs driven in. High set. First base side of the rubber, rocks and fires the 1-2. Breaking ball in there for a called third strike. Muller down to begin this bottom of the second inning here in Green Bay. This is another Rocker we did not see in either game at Witter Field Friday and Saturday. The Huntington Beach, California native from UCLA, Mullavai Lavu. Lavu, the freshman who, when he did play against Wisconsin Rapids in the 2 games here to close out the first half on the 25th and 26th of June, was the team's third baseman. He's over on the other corner today at first. Righty on lefty battle, high's first pitch to Lavu, misses up and away for ball one. 3 for 4 with 2 runs scored for LeVou in the last time he saw Raptor pitching in that 12-2 victory for Green Bay on the 26th. Also went 1 for 4 the day prior. Still looking. Is the 1-0 pitch in there for a called strike on a fastball. Played both games against Wausau. Started in one, came off the bench in the other, and didn't collect a hit in either contest. Went 2 for 4 against Fondi with 2 runs scored, 4 runs driven in here on Sunday. Went 0 for 3 yesterday. It's the 1-1 pitch, hit on the ground, right side, back in the hole. Second baseman Mason Onati fields and throws to first in time. Just like an inning ago, 2 up, 2 down for Houston High. This is where he got in trouble last inning for High, allowing an infield single to Sam Miller, a base hit to Jake Bold. Walk drawn by Nick Harms, loaded the bases before Cooper Kelly flew out to left field to retire the side. As mentioned, High, the right-hander, committed to Tennessee Tech in the fall for his fifth and final season of college baseball, making his Raptor debut this evening. First pitch to the switch hitting center fielder Seth Varney, chasing down on the turf there as Seth, swinging and missing, it's 0-1. Varney, the Mobile, Alabama native, playing in his 30th game of the summer. 0-for-2 yesterday against Fond du Lac, 2-for-4 the day prior. Only played in one of the games at Witterfield last week, went 0-for-4 on Friday. A 1 pitch, a fastball catching the top of the zone there from High, changing eye levels, and that's the called strike to make it 0-2. Quickly ahead here on the Green Bay 9-hole hitter and center fielder. High wasting no time, working at a quick pace. Here comes the 0-2 pitch home. Breaking ball, missing down to the dirt. A long pause there from High. Took it all the way from 10 on the pitch clock to 5. Available off the bench tonight for Green Bay. Listed catchers. There's 4 of them on the roster. Bold, the DH, and Muller, the catcher, is in tonight, but it's Logan Gregorio and Mason Eckelman that are not in. Mateo Matthews, normally the first baseman when the Rockers play these Raptors, is not in the card tonight. The 1-2. Fastball missing up and away. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Along with Matthews on the listed infielders is Lane Allen. Another key middle of the order presence. And then on the listed outfielders, no Peyton Mansfield, no Lucas Torres. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody aboard. Bottom 2, 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids. The payoff pitch home from the 6-5 right-hander Houston High. Just missing the inside corner on that fastball. Full count drawn by Farney here in the home half of the second frame. When we get to the top of the third, Raptors will send 4-5-6 to the plate. Righty-lefty-righty, Max McGuire, Aiden Teal, and Jorge Degatti. A couple of shakeoffs there from Houston High, getting the signals from his catcher, Cashel Duggar. He 3-2. Breaking ball, tapped off Barney, foul down the first baseline. Barney on the season, 20 hits and 94 at-bats. Batting 2-13. Does have 3 long balls, collected his 3rd of the season. Also had a double in that 11-2 win over Fondi here in the matinee on Sunday. The next 3-2 home from High to Farney. Fastball fouled back to the netting. Most hits in a game this year for Farney. He does have 1 3-hit game. That was in the very last game of the first half, in a 13-11 win at Battle Creek on July 2nd. He scored twice and drove in a run in that 3-hit effort. The next 3-2 here from Houston High. This one slapped in the air. Left field line. That one is going to tail out onto the concourse. Good battle here between these two to round out this second frame. High about to throw his 45th pitch of the ball game. 29 pitches in the first for High. Pitch number 17 of this second inning coming here. Another breaking ball fouled back. High donning the number 45. The other new Raptor pitcher on the staff, J.C. Dermody, sporting the number 37. 3 different Raptors have worn that 37 number this summer. Along with Dermody, it's been Nomar Vasurto and Trent Lyolis. The next 3-2 in this lengthy battle between High and the Rockers center fielder. This one, a fastball in there for a called third strike. Houston High wins the battle, collects a couple of looking Ks here in the second. The Rockers go down in order against the Tennessee Tech product. We're through two innings of play here in Ashwaubenon. It's all Raptors, 3-0 the score right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Max McGuire leading off the top of the third inning here in Ashwaubenon. It's 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids leading the Green Bay Rockers. First pitch from Michael Howell to McGuire in there for a called strike. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you here on WFHR. Thanking you, as always, for spending your evenings with us listening to Raptor Baseball. A one delivery misses to McGuire. Count now 1-1. It's Connor Nolan, the right-hander from Carroll University, warming up in the Green Bay bullpen as McGuire taps this 1-1 pitch foul near the Rocker pen down the left field line. Count now 1-2. Two scoreless innings for Houston High in his Raptor debut. 1-2 to McGuire, squared up on the ground, over to third. Gloving and throwing to first in time, scooped out by LeVou. Miller to Mullivy, a 5-3 putout begins this third inning. Aiden Teal drove in a run in the first inning, an RBI infield single, swinging bunt to the third base side. He reached second on a throwing error from Michael Howell. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, 2 hits, and an error for the Rockers. First pitch to Teal from Howell, misses up and away for ball one. Fourth time these two teams are playing here in Ashwaubenon this summer. The only time they will meet here at Capital Credit Union Park in the whole month of July. 1-0 pitch, pulled on the ground, fair down the first base side. That one kicks off the glove of Mullivy LeVou. There's no play to be made. Aiden Teal is aboard in both of his plate appearances here tonight. We'll go down as an E3 on LeVou. Regardless, the Raptors have good speed on the bases. See if they put Teal in motion with Jorge Degatti stepping into the right-handed batter's box. Jorge Degatti, a big two-run single back in the first inning. First pitch to him from Howell, misses low for ball one. That base hit to right center from Degatti came with 2 outs. The returning Raptor, a veteran in presence here for this team, giving him a 3-0 lead at the time. As the 1-0 pitch fouled straight back by Jorge, count evens 1-1. Look across the Northwoods League on this fine Tuesday evening. prior to the 1-1. Runner takes off for second. This breaking ball's in there for a called strike. Throw down, not in time. Top of the zone breaking ball that was in there on Dugatti. He'll sit with a 1-2 count, but Aiden Teal swipes second base, and he's out in scoring position. Mankato over Badlands, 7-inning contest, part of a doubleheader. Moondogs 5, Big Sticks 4. I went at Dickinson Baseball Field. 1-2 misses downstairs. Dugatti not fighting on that breaking ball. It's now 2-2. Some softball action as well in the state capital at Warner Park. The Madison Nightmares defeating the Mankato Habaneros, giving Mankato softball their third loss of the summer. 9-6 the final score. Set is the right-hander. Teal takes off for third. This one misses inside. The throw down, not in time. Aiden Teal gets under the tag of Sam Miller. He has stolen two bases in his trip around here, and he's on third with one away. Count evening as well, 2-2 on Dugatti. Chris Krepling out of the Green Bay dugout. Their field manager wanting an explanation from the third base umpire, Henry Schmilwitz. It's an intense conversation out near the third base coach's box. It was a crafty slide from Aiden Teal. Known as a speed demon, and mentioned when he had found himself on first base after reaching on an error, was destined to take at least one base. Instead, he takes two here in the Jorge Dugatti plate appearance. 2-2 pitch home to Dugatti. That one misses inside. Should say that was a 3-2 pitch. So Jorge drawing a 6-pitch walk. He's aboard both times here tonight. They're on the corners with one away for Trotter Boston. Boston, the ball game 0-1. He flew out to Seth Farney to retire the side back in the first. Michael Howell working into more trouble here. First pitch to Boston. Fastball catching the outer third for a called strike. Minutes away from first pitch, 6:35 Eastern in Kalamazoo. The Growlers hosting the Lakeshore Chinooks at Homer Stryker Field here tonight. Gotti leading off first. LeVou holding him there. The 0-1. Another one on the outer third, and another called strike. It's 0-2. Bottom five, Turtle Creek Stadium. The 5-2 second half, Royal Oak Leprechauns taking on a fellow 5-2 team, the Traverse City Pittsbitters. They're knotted up at 3 apiece in that home half of the fifth. 5-1 at Copeland Park. How about the La Crosse Loggers winning the first half? They're 0-5 to begin the second half. They do lead the Duluth Huskies at home right now in the bottom of the second. The 0-2 pitch home here from Howell, working on the first base side of the rubber. Fastball trying to dot the outer third there, but it misses. Count moves 1-2. Riverfront Stadium, the 2-4 second half. Waterloo Bucks hosting the 5-1 Thunder Bay Border Cats. It is 2-0 Border Cats, bottom third. Max Ramirez getting the ball tonight for Thunder Bay. The 1-2 pitch hit in the air down the third baseline. Sam Miller out in front of the Rocker dugout makes the grab for the second out of the inning. It'll be up to Cashel Duggar if the Raptors want to scratch any across here in the top of the third. He'll step into the left-handed batter's box with Teal on third and Dugatti on first. Duggar a flyout to left field to lead off the second inning. First pitch to Cashel. The outside corner called a strike. Top four at Carson Park. 3-3 the Rochester Honkers. Traveling to face the Eau Claire Express. How about Rochester? 4-1 to begin the second half. For a slow start in the first half. The 0-1. That one. Another fastball missing away. Count evens a ball and a strike. We got Rochester 4-1 right now, as I mentioned. Their first half record in the Great Plains reflects as 12-24. Playing much better baseball so far here early are the Honkers. 1-1 pitch misses down on the turf. Two balls and a strike now on the Raptor catcher. As you look at second half numbers, Great Lakes East already clinched by the Rockford Rivets. They lead the division at 5 wins and a loss. Michael Howell set. Long pause with 7 on the pitch clock. 2-1 to Duggar will have to wait. A pickoff move to check in on Dugatti at first base. Talked about Wausau leading the way, 5 wins and a loss in the second half. They already clinched the Great Lakes West. Great Plains East, as I mentioned. That is the Loggers division to clinch in the last half. 2-1 pitch, tapped out to the mound. Michael Howell underhand flips to first. In time to retire the side, the Rafters leave 2 on base. Unable to push anything across here in the top of the third. We'll talk more divisions and across the Northwoods League when we return for the home half of the third inning. Top of the order, due up against Houston High right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Another inning of work right here for Houston High, bottom three from Capital Credit Union Park. Rafters, Rockers, the Rats lead at 3-0 here on WFHR, Tuesday, July 9th. Andy Yakum, your voice of the Rafters, returning to you right here on WFHR. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, 2 hits, 2 errors for Green Bay thus far. It's the fourth meeting between the two teams here in Ashwaubenon this season. The Rockers have won all 3 matchups thus far in their home yard against Wisconsin Rapids on the summer. Against the right-hander High this evening, top of the order, Taylor Schultz, Dalen Adderley, and Sam Miller. Schultz a ground-out victim, 6-3. To Tracer Lopez to begin the ball game offensively for Green Bay back in the first. Houston High set. First pitch home from the right-hander. Breaking ball, misses the top of the zone. Count begins 1-0. 6 cents to the plate for Green Bay in the first. He left the bases loaded, High dancing around trouble, working a scoreless inning in his first frame as a Rafter. The 1-0. Hit on the ground over to short again off the bat of Schultz. Lopez fields and throws to first in time. 2 at-bats, 2 ground outs to short for Taylor Schultz thus far tonight. Dalen Adderley, a flyout to left field, and Chris Arroyo in his first at-bat of the ball game. After High worked around trouble in the first, worked a flawless 1-2-3 bottom of the second. Couple of looking strikeouts of Luke Moeller and Seth Farney met in the middle. The ground out to second from Mullivai LeVu. First pitch to Adderley. Breaking ball bounced in from High for ball one. As mentioned, High just joining the club and granted a 5th year of eligibility from the NCAA to throw at Tennessee Tech this upcoming spring. Spent the 2022 summer with the Alton River Dragons out in Illinois in the Prospect League. 1-0 pitch fouled back from Adderley. Count evens 1-1. It played at Union out in Tennessee. The Bulldogs made 1 appearance for them in his age 19 season at 2021. For Alton, though, he made 5 appearances, all being starts a couple summers ago, throwing 20 innings in the Prospect League. 1-1 pitch popped up in the air. Duggar ditching his mask. This one going to land right in the seats behind home plate off the railing. Count now 1-2 here on the Loyola Marymount product, Dalen Adderley. Adderley, an on-base percentage of .391 entering the ballgame here tonight, playing in just his fifth contest of the summer for the Rockers. Green Bay as well entering this contest, 12 under 500 overall in the season at 15-27 after winning the Northwoods League outright a summer ago. The 1-2 pitch from Houston High. Trying to climb the ladder with that fastball. Adderley all over it, though, fouling it back to the screen. After Miller in the on-deck circle, it'll be Jake Bold. As mentioned, first four batters in the Green Bay lineup tonight, all hitting from the right side. High set. The next 1-2 delivery. Breaking ball, missing down to the turf, blocked by Duggar. Count evens 2-2. The all-turf yard here in Green Bay. One of the more unique yards in all the Northwoods League. Always mention the shipping crates out in right field. It's a short porch, but it's a tall wall to clear for those left-handed hitters. The 2-2. Adderley taps this one foul out in front of the Rocker dugout. We'll do it again. Seen a couple of Rafters and Rockers when they've met here so far this season clear those shipping crates, including Owen McElfatrick. A solo home run for the Northwestern Wildcat to right center the last time the Rafters played here on June 26th. The next 2-2 home from High to Adderley. This one hit on the ground up the middle, off of High's glove. He's able to keep it in front of him, going behind the back just to keep it at his feet. He'll glove and throw to first in time. It's a 1-3 put out of Adderley, 2-up, 2-down for High. He's done that in each of his first three innings as a Rafter. We're here in the bottom of the third. All three Rafter runs coming back in the top of the first inning. RBI infield single from Aiden Teal and a big two-out, two-run single to right field from Jorge Degatti. Looking for their first win in Ashwaubenon this summer. Sam Miller, an infield single to keep the inning alive for Green Bay with two outs back in the first. First pitch, this is High from Houston. Count begins 1-0. The 1-0 pitch here with 11 on the pitch clock. Fastball working in on the zone is High, but it misses. Count now 2-0. When we get to the top of the fourth, Wisconsin Rapids bringing up the 9-1-2 spots to the table. All lefties, Tracer Lopez, Mason Onati, and Chris Arroyo. We'll see if it's against Michael Howell or Connor Nolan, who's been warming up in the bullpen. The 2-0 pitch misses away from Houston High. Now 3 balls and no strikes here on the Green Bay third baseman. Miller, a staple in the middle of this Green Bay order. Walk-off home run he's had here. That one was an opposite field shot as well, clearing those crates in right field. The 3-0 delivery. That one. This is up top for ball four. Miller aboard both times here tonight. It's a 4-pitch walk issued from Houston High. Second walk distributed tonight for the right-hander. He's about to throw his 60th pitch of the contest here to Jake Bold. Jake Bold collecting a base hit with two outs back in the first inning. The La Jolla, California native, an on-base percentage of .434 entering tonight. Righty on righty battle, High's first pitch to him. Breaking ball, missing downstairs, count begins 1-0. In that last two-game series here in Green Bay, the Rockers outscored the Rafters 18-2 as prior to the 1-0 delivery. Time called. Mike Spears, first-year pitching coach for Wisconsin Rapids, making his way out to the hill for a conference with Houston High. Rafter fans, the team is going to be around a lot here the rest of the week, but they'll be gone for 4 consecutive days next week, spanning from Sunday to Wednesday in Michigan. If you're in the Rapids area and are looking for something to do, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, it welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area this summer. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Mike Spears making his way back to the Rafter dugout, and we'll resume the plate appearance here of Jake Bold. Leading off first is Sam Miller being held on by Max McGuire. Good jump dancing off. That one a fastball down the heart of the plate for a called strike. But the throw down to second is not nearly in time. Miller in scoring position, and it's a 1-1 count here on Jake Bohl. Right-hander looks into Duggar. Coming set is high in a deep breath. The 1-1 pitch. This one popped up in the air, right center field. Teal and Degatti out in the gap. It'll be Jorge calling off Aiden to make the grab and retire the side. Two-out walk issued by Houston High does not come back to bite him. Three scoreless for the right-hander in his Rafter debut here in Ashwaubenon. Through three innings of play, it's 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher in the ballgame, another appearance for Connor Nolan against your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters this summer. The Poplar Grove, Illinois native and redshirt junior from Carroll University enters the fray for the 13th time this season. Top four. 3-0 our score. Raptors lead it. 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors. No runs on 2 hits, 2 errors for Green Bay. Nolan, an 8.37 ERA and a 2.2 whip. He last threw against the Raptors on July 5th. First pitch to Tracer Lopez misses low for ball one. Lopez, Onati, Arroyo, 9-1-2, all left-handed bats. Do it for Kirk Schreider's Raptors this inning. Nolan set the 1-0. Lopez not biting on that downstairs fastball. It's now 2 balls and no strikes. Andy Ockham back here with you as always. Game 40 of our 70-game slate this summer right here on WFHR. The 2-0. This one ripped on a line over to second. This one will be taken care of. No problem by Taylor Schultz. 4-3 put out of Lopez for the first out of this inning. All three Rafter runs came back in the top of the first. RBI infield single with two down from Aiden Teal, and then one hitter later, a two-run, two-out single to right center off the bat of Jorge Degatti. Mason Onati for the third time tonight. The two-lane product from Powell, Ohio, is 0-for-1 in two plate appearances. Mason down looking in the first. He was hit by pitch in the second inning. First pitch from the right-hander, Nolan to Onati, skied in the air, foul down the third baseline and out of play. Three innings of four-hit ball tonight for Michael Howell. On 77 pitches, the Rocker right-handed starter allowed three runs, two of which were earned. He walked two and struck out two. Nolan has thrown twice against the Raptors this season prior to tonight. A one. This is upstairs. Count now a ball and a strike. Nolan, a 5-1 record in his 23 and two-thirds innings pitched. Last gave up an earned run. And two hits, punched out three and faced six Raptor hitters on Friday. On one pitch, misses up and away, count now 2-1. His other appearance, in which he collected one of his five wins on the season, came in the last time these two teams played here, June 26th. Nolan, three innings of one-hit ball, no runs allowed, no walks and four strikeouts on 11 hitters faced. The 2-1 pitch, misses up and away. Count now 3-1 on Odadi. Three balls, one strike to count on the Raptor leadoff hitter with one out here in this top of the fourth frame. The next delivery, fastball. Odadi rips this one in the air, third baseline. Giving chase is Sam Miller out near the seats, but it will get out of play. Three, two, our count now. Nolan making his second outing here in the second half. Both against your Raptors in search of their first win at Capital Credit Union Park this season. Three, two. That one runs in and it hits Odadi again. I think taking the brunt of that one, though, is Luke Moeller, the catcher. Odadi will reach first base with one out here in the inning. Raptors' main part of the order going to come up here with Chris Arroyo out of the two spot. Arroyo drew a six-pitch walk in the first and collected a base knock in the second. Home plate umpire Ryan Starks giving some time for Luke Moeller to recollect himself after getting a bad ricochet on that HBP of Mason Odadi. Nolan facing even more out of the six lefties here in this Raptor order tonight. Out of the stretch, Nolan hands at the belt buckle, out of the slide step, first pitch fastball, right down Broadway, and it's called a strike on Arroyo. Raptors having a lot of great home cooking here. We mentioned their home road splits on the season so far. You know, one will have to wait its pickoff move over to first, checking in on Mason Odadi. This is their 20th game away from Winterfield this season, entering today at 5-14 on the road are the Raptors. 0-1, Arroyo hits this one high in the air, right field. Harms back at the track, at the wall. Is this going to clear the shipping crates? Yes, it will. Chris Arroyo, his first home run as a Raptor, comes here with one out in the top of the fourth inning. Make it 5-0 Wisconsin Rapids. A towering shot off the bat of the Virginia commit. All smiles touching home plate as he leaves the yard with one out here in the fourth inning. I'll bring up Jack Maffey. Could be wrong on this, but I believe for those who are regular listeners, we do our yard cards only for home games. I'm almost certainly positive I took Chris yesterday as the first pitch fastball from Connor Nolan to Jack Matthews in there for a called strike. That's the case. I will be a very sad individual. It has just not gone my way this summer. I've yet to punch one at home. Check swing, Matthew on the 0-1 break ball in the turf. He went around, it's 0-2. As we continue to look for the yard cards, there we go. Pull those results up in a second. The 0-2, breaking ball misses low. I did pick Arroyo yesterday. That is beyond tough, folks. That's all right, though. At least this wasn't a home game, and someone else could have picked them today right after me. I'm going to make a prediction for myself. Five home games in the next 4 days. As the 1-2 to Matthew rolled over on the ground to short, Cooper Kelly charging in, gloves, and throws to first in time. That is the second out here in this top of the fourth. My prediction for the upcoming homestand, I will get one. I'm calling my shot right here, right now. I will pick a correct rafter to hit a home run in our draft-style yard card fun event that we do in the broadcast booth. I will get one, whether it's tomorrow against Green Bay in the doubleheader against Wausau on Thursday or in the singular games Friday and Saturday night against Lakeshore. I will pick a correct home run hitter. Putting that out for some good juju into the atmosphere right now. First pitch to Max McGuire from Connor Nolan, misses low for ball one. McGuire 1-for-2 in the ballgame with a run scored. He came across on his infield single back in the first. Last time up, he led off the third with a ground out to Sam Miller over at the hot corner. 1-0 fastball in there for a called strike. Shooting the knees is Nolan there at Max. It is now 1-1. J.C. Dermody, the southpaw, warming up in the rafter pen. We could see a piggyback here of the two newest rafter pitchers getting into this ballgame. 1-1 to McGuire, misses low and away for ball two. Houston High, three shutout frames here at Capital Credit Union Park tonight in his Raptor debut. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball upstairs. McGuire fouls it back to the netting. It is now 2-2. Three in the first and two loud runs here in the top of the fourth. Home run for Chris Arroyo. Here comes the payoff pitch here on a 2-2 count from Nolan. Breaking ball, McGuire hits this one. It'll clear the overhang above the first base grandstands here at Capital Credit Union Park. Count remains 2-2. Pitch clock resetting. Another 2-2 coming here from Connor Nolan and Max McGuire. Goes fastball, and it's another one fouled away. The next 2-2 in this lengthy battle between Nolan and the powerful McGuire. Another one fouled back. Max, 5 home runs of the season. Got 3 grand slams all at Witter Field. Had one against these Rockers in the previous series on the 5th and 6th. Next 2-2 home from Connor Nolan. He goes breaking ball, and it's plopped right over the heart of the plate for a called strike 3. McGuire down on strikes. The Raptors don't leave any on this inning. That's because Chris Arroyo on cleanup duty, a 2-run blast. His first home run with the club makes it 5-0 Raptors. As we head to the bottom of the fourth, another debut coming up here for the southpaw committed to Wichita State, J.C. Dermody, here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.